You're probably wondering what I'd done with all the money that I was making. Well, I went out a lot and I cabareted a lot and I spent a lot of money on girls and vehicles. I was the type of guy that usually had 2 to 3 new cars a year. And of course, I didn't have any credit, so I had to buy them cash. I had no credit. I mean, I couldn't show no visible means of employment, so I had to buy everything with cash. And if I owned a home, let's say I wouldn't put it in my name, I had to put it in somebody else's name. So I dated a lot, and I got over that bit of shyness about the glasses and stuff, because I know money talks and bullshit walks. So I started dating a lot of girls and buying all of these cars. Well, you got to remember something. There's 24 hours in a day, and there were days where I was up 20 of them hours spending money, buying foolish things, and just throwing my money around because I felt as though it was easy come, easy go. And I didn't want it to deprive myself of anything or anybody that I knew around me. I was very generous with my money. If anybody needed money, I would gladly borrow it to them if they were friends. And really, I didn't even care if I got it back. I had plenty of TVs in my house, which then were, you had to be somebody to have color TVs, and I had enough of them. And as far as expensive watches and stuff like that, I had them and I'd only wear them once in a while. But I could get away with it, and I would wear a Rolex, I mean, wear a Timex watch. It done the same as a Rolex. And a Rolex I thought was ugly anyway. And they're all serial numbered watches. And there's no way in the world I was going to steal a Rolex and put it on my wrist. And with all the cops I know, they for sure would have got me for a stolen Rolex or a Patek Philippe watch or something like that.